Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Now that July is flying by and the warm days are upon us, get your tickets for a walk in the garden at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. Grab your mask and pack your water bottle. The garden awaits. Throughout the garden, there are some fun hidden treasures that you need to look closely to find. Beginning in the Japanese garden, there are a few beautiful examples of the art of bonsai, the Japanese name for the cultivation of plants, usually trees, that are pruned and trained to mimic a natural tree or garden in miniature and planted in a shallow dish. When you first enter the Japanese garden, there are two individual juniper bonsai near the smaller of the stone lanterns. If you thread your way through the Japanese garden, you'll find a whole bonsai forest in one dish on the side nearest the fuchsia garden. Leaving the Japanese garden takes us right through the shady area of the fuchsia garden, where the plants live in the shade year-round and bloom all summer long. At the end of the fuchsia garden, in the sunny area, is a beautiful pink lady lily. This is sometimes called the naked lady because the flower stalk stands alone after the spring foliage has died back. Just around the corner is the dahlia garden. Today's peek in the dahlia garden gives us a view of some beautiful new blooms. The first blooming dahlia on the right is a vibrant yellow dahlia and is the size of a dinner plate. Also look for Einstein, Café au lait, and Magic Moment. If you wander along through the volunteer gardens, you'll see a couple of dramatic stands of natal lily. One has white blooms and is mixed in with a stand of ginger. The other has hot pink blooms and is at the edge of the volunteer bed across from the grape arbor. These natal lilies also flourish in the shade, and if you take a walk down Alpine Lane on the far side of the garden, you'll find a large stand of these lilies under the pine trees. Straight ahead is the cactus garden, where the slipper plant is really filled out and has been in bloom since February. Across the path and to the right, at the very end of its blooming season, is the Opuntia rufida, or prickly pear cactus, where a few last blooms are mixed in with the developing fruit. This fruit is edible. However, be really careful with the prickly pear. They don't exhibit the long spines of other cactus, but they have glochids, which are hair-like spines with little barbs on the end. If you accidentally brush against the plants, you may not notice the glochids until hours later when they begin to itch or cause a rash. Also in bloom just now is the Madagascar palm. While not a palm at all, it is a succulent shrub and can take as long as 10 years to mature to the point that it will bloom. The blooms are only at the top of the plant, just like the foliage, but they smell heavenly. Just across the paved path and in the garden to your right is another interesting plant that looks like a lily, but is really part of the asparagus family. The sea squill has a flower spire that comes up from a bulb and can grow to be as tall as 6 feet. Just like the naked lily, the sea squill blooms after the leaves from the spring growth have died back. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.